You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. Canada.
By people who care.
What's the website?
www.cantorque.com.
Before we get into the race report here, quick birthday shout-outs in order, I think.
I know I got one. I got my son Parker 26 today.
To be 26 again.
He carries it well. He's a really good kid. He's becoming at least the voice of Cantorque in the background. He's the one that answers the calls. And for some reason, the customers seem to like talking to him more than me. I don't really know why that is. But
family business then, hey?
It is now, yeah. Yeah, no, he does a good job. So, yeah, happy birthday, pal.
Better quickly shout out my sister. She's in Australia and probably not listening.
Oh, but, she's absolutely listening.
But the chance that she is, Megan, happy birthday. So let's get into it here. I got the talking notes here. The one thing that stood out, we've got some WhatsApp drama here right now. That sounds like something in high school that might happen, not at the Formula One level.
Yeah, a little bit more. We talked the last kind of 2 weeks, a little bit last week on the legal battle between McLaren and Alex Palou. McLaren is seeking reportedly $21 million in damages. Palou signed a contract to drive with McLaren, then figured out that McLaren kind of used him as a stalking horse in a lot of ways, that they ended up signing Oscar Piastri to drive for their F1 team, where it seemed like Zach Brown, his big pitch to Palou was that, okay, listen, you're going to start with our IndyCar team, but we'll move you up to F1 because we need somebody that's going to be quick right away along Lando Norris. When they figured out that, you know, after he had signed a deal with McLaren, that they kind of pulled the Piastri deal, then he reneged on his deal with McLaren, went back to Chip Ganassi. You know, again, he's now a four-time IndyCar champion. But they're saying, and there's evidence that shows that a lot of their negotiation was done on WhatsApp using disappearing messages. So a lot of the stuff has been eliminated. There's a lot of talk that, you know, Piastri, he's not really being treated all that well in all of this, because it seems like, from one of the reports, that somebody else, had signed him without, you know, basically that he wasn't Zach Brown's first choice. He's already kind of been, pushed to the side in a lot of ways, in preference of, Lando Norris. So there's going to be a lot of turmoil behind the scenes. You know, we got another race this weekend. You know, even though Piastri's had a couple of bad races in a row, at least by his standards, he hasn't really lost a lot of ground. You know, Verstappen won a race, but, you know, Piastri didn't do that bad. Last weekend, Verstappen finished on the podium. Norris finished on the podium. Piastri finished right behind. So, you know, he's managed to keep it close. This is going to be more of a conventional race. They're at Circuit of the Americas this weekend, mm-hmm. down in Austin. It is a purpose-built racetrack. So this is going to be the first time in a while. The last two races were street races. This is going to be way more indicative of what, you know, if the changes that Red Bull have made actually translate to other things. And to find out, you know, the McLarens kind of struggled a bit in the early practice sessions. This is going to be a sprint weekend, so they only get one practice session, then go into sprint qualifying, then blah, 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 big mess. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Now, with George Russell's win earlier this month in Singapore, that's good. Winning helps you when it comes to new deals and leverage.
Correct. Yeah, they were really dragging. Toto was kind of known for procrastination, kind of plays chicken with his drivers to, you know, get them for as low as possible. But with Russell putting the icing on the cake at Singapore, he was able to go back to the table and say, look, you know, this is what I've done. My quote just went up and it's going to keep going up. You better sign me. So reportedly, I mean, it's only supposed to be a 2-year deal, which seems like he might just be keeping that seat warm if they can actually attract Verstappen in 2 years. Reportedly $40 million. I don't know if that's per year, if that's over the course of the deal. Still a really nice contract.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see how that plays out in the towards the end of this year, and then when we get the new car next year.
Colin Livingston joining us here in the Cantor Racing Report here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halley sitting in to wrap up the show. Now this weekend, Circuit of Americas. Who are you feeling? Who are you liking in this race?
I mean, you always have to take the momentum. Like, realistically, my brain says, go back and look at last year. Well, yeah. Ferrari was still in the hunt last year. Leclerc won. Then the week after, Sainz won in Mexico. Boy, that would really, really, really be unlikely to see back-to-back Ferrari wins. You know, Ferrari's shown pace. They've shown through practice and through even, you know, last race at Singapore, they were quick in Q1. They were quick in Q2. But again, their strategy failed them, where they put Lewis out on the wrong tire. They put him out at the wrong time, and he never really had a legitimate shot to do anything. So it seemed like within Ferrari, they've got a lot of work to do to make sure that their car is able to run. I mean, the battle really, really should, you know, no disrespect to Mercedes, but the battle will likely be between Verstappen and the two McLarens. But if somebody else could get into the mix and make it a little bit more interesting, that'll make the race a whole lot better to watch. I mean, weird timing this weekend, because back in North America. So I think practice one tomorrow is like after lunchtime or something like that. And then, yeah, I didn't look at all the times, but you know, they're going to be afternoon to watch F1, which is really strange, because usually I'm watching it at like 4 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
1300 hours.
Ah,
yes. Is the race time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Eastern or that would local
be,
time.
That would be our time, because I think that's from the thing I sent you. It converts back to your local time on the F1 website. So
okay. Yeah, well, that's 1 p.m. it. That technology that they have. Now also, you sent me another graphic here.
Yeah.
$3.5 million can go a long way. In the world of F1, what else can that get you?
So $3.5 million is still, if you relate it back, I've got hockey sitting in the peripheral vision here. $3.5 million buys you a decent hockey player for a year.
Yeah.
$3.5 million in the CFL, I mean, that's got to be the majority of a team budget.
That's a good year.
$3.5 million in Formula One is what a driver that most people will never have heard of paid to do an FP1 and two other test sessions. So to get into a race spec F1 car and to do that was $3.5 million. An FP1 session is 60 minutes. Now, of course, there's seat fitting, and there's, you know, some time in the shop where you have to learn all the buttons and blah, 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 and there's simulator time and all the rest. But still, $3.5 million, that's the budget for approximately 7 full-time NASCAR Canada teams to run.
That's crazy.
But, you know, teams like McLaren, in F1, you have to put a rookie driver, like an F2 driver or someone from a related series, has to do, I can't remember the number, it's like 6 FP1 sessions throughout the year.
Yeah.
So you have to make your car available for that. Now it's up to the team if they want to take one of their up and coming drivers and get them, you know, a little bit of experience and exposure, or do they open it up and do this, you know, essentially car rental, because they've got a big sponsor, they want to show what they can do, and maybe it catches some eyes. Awful lot of money, $3.5 million for an hour.
If you've got the money, why not, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not like you can't just go to a team and rent a car and say, look, hey, I want to do a test session at Silverstone, Mercedes, you know, have Toto out at the track and have, you know, George Russell be my driver coach, and you know, I want to run for half a day. Like, it's just not possible. So you know, whether it turns into something or not, it'll be interesting. But yeah, we see that Mick Schumacher, you know, did his test at Indianapolis. even if he had to pay for that test, it would have been a fraction of that kind of money. And, you know, he wouldn't have to bring, he would probably have to bring somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 million to a team to run an entire season of IndyCar at a very high level, like, you know, including the Indy 500 and all the rest. So, yeah, interesting how some of these people choose to spend their money.